Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Our president seems to think he should get the Nobel Peace Prize for his dealings with North Korea. A bit premature, maybe, but he's not alone. 18 Republicans in Congress have sent his nomination to the Nobel Committee. Ladbrokes, the British firm that takes bets on the Nobels, gives the president a decent chance of winning. He's behind the leaders of North and South Korea, but ahead of Pope Francis. Trump wouldn't be the first controversial Peace Prize winner. Henry Kissinger shared it for his 1972 Vietnam deal, even though the war lasted another 3 years. Yasser Arafat, some people call him a terrorist, was honored for seeking Middle East peace, which still hasn't been found. And, of course, Barack Obama got Nobel'd before he'd done much of anything. Our president didn't help his case the other day by pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal, but I still think he deserves a Nobel. Just not that one. No, he should get the Nobel Prize for Literature for his tweets. Seriously, they're engaged and passionate, like the fiction of Poland's Czesław Miłosz, who won in 1980. They embody the magical realism that clinched it for Colombia's Gabriel Garcia Marquez in 1982. They're definitely shorter and punchier than the novels of Elfriede Jelinek, the Austrian winner from 2004. In fact, our president has raised the medium of Twitter to an art form, kind of like Bob Dylan did with song lyrics, earning him the 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature. There's just one problem. The Nobel Committee has announced it's not giving a literature prize this year. The judges are preoccupied with a sex abuse scandal. That's too bad. Our accused, sex-abusing, hush-money-paying president is just their type. You know, we give prizes not just to reward achievement and good behavior, but also to encourage them. Since politicians clearly value the world's most prestigious prize, why not award a Nobel specifically for civility or veracity? Or, hey, for protecting the climate, reducing inequality, eradicating disease, ending racism. Possibilities are endless. Our president and other heads of state and government are such overconfident, goal-oriented egotists, they'd go for this in a minute. And the world might be a better place as a result. Just as Alfred Nobel, that philanthropist who invented the Nobels to atone for inventing dynamite, always hoped. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.